Chof Hei. So, Chof Hei is the first of what you pointed out, that he starts now Al Pi Seder, the Seder of the Aleph Beis. He says Mitzvos Aseis, then he goes to Al Pi Seder Aleph Beis, Mitzvos Aseis. So that covers the next 44 Oseis Be'erich. So the first one starts with an Aleph, Le'ehoiv, to love. He says Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'b'chol nafshecha v'b'chol meyadecha. Mitzvah Ba'avas Hashem, which we say every single day in Kriya Shema, and probably a good idea that not only do we say it, we should actually be mekayim it. Chabad Chaim points out that the same way the Morse says when a person puts on, says Kshartam Oseh Yadecha, doesn't put on tefillin, the Morse says he's been made a sheker ba'atzmai. So a person says, "V'havta Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meyadecha." He doesn't not mekayem mitzvah avos Hashem. He's been made eder sheker ba'atzma. It's a Chabad Chaim Sofer. Tell him, are you telling me that that's, you know? So says, what did he suggest? He says a person stops and he's burning, and all of the chesedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, for him, for each person personally, you feel a feeling of avos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's been so kind to you. That's the feeling. That's what he suggests. He says sometimes people might find that hard to do during Milah Shema, especially if you're davening in a minyan where there's a pace that you have to keep up with. So he says, but like any mitzvah say the rice, a person can't eat before he takes lulav, a person can't eat before he puts on tefillin, a person can't eat before he blows shofar. So you can't eat before you make a mitzvah avos Hashem, because it's a constant mitzvah, it should be worse. The mitzvah, which is one time, it's a lacha, you can't eat before. And the mitzvah, which is constantly, for sure you can't eat before. Right? So at least before a person goes off to breakfast, a person should be mekayem mitzvah avos Hashem. This is Chofetz Chaim Sofer. You know, the man was thinking, he doesn't need my haskama, but he's got to go all to the horror. Like, what happened to mitzvah avos Hashem? It's one of the sheis mitzvah to me. It's one of the six constant mitzvahs that a person has, which... It's a thought process, where a person is totally redirecting our thought process, that the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. We relate to all of our mitzvahs. Everything we do be different. It's a whole new experience of how we relate to our Yiddishkeit. V'tachshav Baruch Hu Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha limshel gufcha u'mamonecha al kedushasoy. A person should think, as he says, that his love to Kadosh Baruch Hu was so powerful that he'd be willing to give over whatever is necessary, including his life, for the Abba of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by doing so, a person, you'll fulfill Divrei Mashorer, the words of David HaMelech, the Mashorer, Ki Alefto Harado Kloya, that we were killed a few every day, so it's a little bit difficult to be killed for Kadosh Baruch Hu every day. Cat has nine lives, right? But the person thinks about, I'm willing to give that would be equivalent of a mitzvah. Person has done it. It's actually a zoyer that they because as if they were neregal kiddush Hashem. More says about Rabbi Kiva, that, you know, he came to this tremendously difficult, painful situation that the Romans were putting him through, and they asked him, you know, how can you do this? He says, my whole life I've been waiting this moment to be able to express my love to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so now I'm going to flinch. So obviously I'm not going to flinch. So, I think that that's probably a madriga, which, you know, to talk about it or even to aspire for it is not really our first priority. I told you that, you know, I've met people who are on that madriga, specifically a person named Muncie, Murcha Tzadik, his name is Murcha Weinberg or something like that, actually. He was visions of chassid, he wouldn't daven visions because his davening was such excitement and intensity and genuflection, etc., that they kicked him out of his medrash.
Even visions, this is usually like...
Yeah, even visions. His average shacharit took about 3-4 hours, and he would jump up and down, and he would stamp, and he would clop, and he would, you know, bang, and he would, you know, he was like really into it. When he said Shema, you heard him falling into the Kibshon Eish. You heard him like falling into the Kibshon Eish. How much? His Shema. The walls. It was shouldn't like a thing to hear him daven. He had physical ailments from his davening. Like he had stomach problems. He had medical issues from the intensity of his davening. Like really intense. Okay, but that's not what we're dealing with. You know, we're not. You know, we're almost there. Like another year or two. You know. But that's not what we're dealing with. But what are we dealing with? So two nekudas. So the concept that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we have a love to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Bereshit has given us tremendous. It's neveya from the meat of a karsa type. That's and the biggest impediment to karsa type is the feeling of magili. I deserve it. Everybody deserves to be healthy. Everybody deserves to have money, and everybody have clothing. There's like the 7.5 billion people in the world. Probably the majority of them don't have clothing and aren't healthy. But I don't look at them. I don't notice them. So I don't think about it. I don't know about you, but in my days, the watchword was in the country called Biafra. There was a lot of tremendous amount of poverty and starvation, etc. The whole eat your food. Right? You should be lucky, compared to the people in Africa don't have food to eat. Ma, send the food to Biafra if you want. I have to eat this. They'd be happy with it. Biafra, great, so send it there. But we don't think like that. But the Makudah Karsa tell you what we really have. A person has health. Rabbi Miller Hotel says, suggests like once in a while a person should go to a hospital and walk through the ward and see what it means to be sick. And then you'd have a greater kavon in your asher, your tzar. It's the bracha we say, so that our body functions normally. You go to people who have to go to dialysis three times a week, and see what it means that the body doesn't function normally. That's one point. That's maybe the first step, is the kudava karsa type to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our gush of appreciating what we have, I think it would be tremendous beneficial. It generates a very positive, upbeat type of person in general. Like there's simply walk around, they're always like, nothing's, everything. There used to be a cartoon strip called Little Abner, I don't know if it's still around anymore. And there was one guy, one of the characters in the comic strip was this guy who had this cloud, of dark cloud over his head all the time. Wherever he went, there was this dark cloud, like rain coming down on him. Wherever he went, he'd come in, and all of a sudden there'd be this thunderstorm, That was him. He brought disaster with him wherever he goes. Like, some people like that, the doom and gloom. It's not going to work out, it's going to be so hard, I can't deal with this, it's overwhelming. Right? You've never met anyone like that, right? Absolutely, it's getting on your nerves. We're all like that sometimes. We're in a negative mood, we're frustrated, something's bothering us. It'll be negativity. So this nekuda of a person balancing that with how much I do have in a Baruch Hashem is a very good counterbalance to that. Second nekuda, Revolver writes about the idea of Musar is to make the person real. So we have the guy he learns the Musar, it's important the person's Mechavim, when he says Shema, it's Kibshon Eish, he says Mechavim Kibshon Eish, he's into Kibshon Eish, he's burning in the, burning in the fire, right? Why? Because that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu also wants you should sit and learn for a second. And not battle. Listen, Kibshon Eish, we'll take a fiery furnace, but the first sentence is to learn that that's overwhelming, let's be honest, our problem isn't fiery furnaces, our problem is the first Seder. So he says, I would suggest that if you want to make a true Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, in Bechav, you say, Shemachor, that you're going to learn for 45 minutes for Seder without a hefsek. Man Avos Hashem, the man Kabbalah Hashemayim, Mesiras Nefesh, you're going to be Moisir Nefesh. You're going to throw yourself into the fiery furnace, learning for 40 minutes straight without patol. You might say, I can't handle that. Okay, so let's start with half an hour. But be honest. You want to be Kabbalah Hashemayim, but start with something which is real to you. And that's, I think, very, very significant. Lo aleinu, a person should never be tested with the tremendous challenges that we had generations had to be tested with that. That's not our test. Our generation's test is not, at least at this point in time, we daven should never be like that. You weren't dealing with the people which you know were threatened with, you know. Because you're Jew, we're going to kill you. Not that they don't exist in the world. There exist plenty of them in the world. But that's not our challenge right now. Is we the Russian is sending us tremendous abundance and opportunities and for distractions. And that's where our Mesiris Nefesh is. Our Mesiris Nefesh is to give up the things that are our distractions and focus on what we're really supposed to be doing with our lives and what we're supposed to accomplish. Be it learning, be it davening, be it mitzvahs, be it developing ourselves as human beings, midos. However, that's the real challenge, as opposed to letting ourselves slide into all the distractions which our generation has developed. And that's, you know, it's very telling about our society. I don't think there's any society which ever existed like this. I don't think so. You know, most societies, you know, the main focus of their resources were at survival, at developing and survival, etc. Now, I think in this country, the largest industry in the country is entertainment. If you put it together, all of the books which are written, you know, to be read, and all of the newspapers, all of the magazines, and all of the TV shows, and the movies, and all the internet things which are available for entertainment. And then you had to throw all the sports things. It's all entertainment. The main focus of our society, if you look at the other, they talk about where they went to travel, what movies they watched, or what are the sports teams, or food. Because I need to eat. Food as something to focus on, to enjoy. You know, it's all about enjoyment. You know, it's all about, like, you know we like to say that we'd like to picture people get together and talk about all of the nice things, that, you know, the charitable activities that they're involved in, and the exciting things that they're doing for the world, and how they're helping people. Like, I mean, like have a conversation. Like, you get together by the breakfast table, guys. You know, talk about, you know, about the challenge. You know, the challenges they have of, you know, helping the high school kids. You know, that would be like the competition. You know, how much can you help the I don't know. It's about something else. I don't know. It's a competition and other type of things. It's not about that. That's not what we focus on. We focus on things which distract us. But it's we're living in a society which is, it's, I don't, you know, if you add it up, it's scary that the main message of our society is be distracted. Be distracted with something, you know, and don't focus on why you're here. Focus on what you can get out of life and have a good time, and ignore why you're here. So our Mesiris Nefesh is to learn to train ourselves to focus on why you're here. That's what we're giving up. Nefesh. What does Nefesh mean? So Nefesh means, it says by Avraham Avinu, that talking with Ephraim, he says, if this is your desire, Nefesh means what you desire. So, giving up b'chol nafshecha, you know, we're not holding on giving b'chol nafshecha, you know, b'chol levavcha, shei yitzrecha, b'chol nafshecha, body into kibshon eish. Give up your desires. Right? We desire to be, you know, whether it's our laziness, or whether it's our type, or whether it's, you know, our focus is all these different things. It's like, I would like to have this, I'd like to have that, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. It's all about that. You know, when a person daydreams, like, what do you daydream about? Right? Daydream about winning the lottery. What am I going to do with it? Win the lottery. Like that. That's what a person daydreams about. If I be a rich man, you know, Tavia. Right? If I was a rich man, you know, that's what, you know, we, you know, what am I going to do for, what type of activities am I going to do for the banner's mom? You know, how am I going to figure out how to get a ski trip out during yeshiva? You know, like that's daydreams. Like, that's our daydreams. Daydreams really are defined, like, what's really, you know, nowadays they have the most, you know, having computers, like, there's the background, you know, application running, and then there's the foreground. The background application, the constant thing is about me, how I'm going to have a good time. That's the background, you know, that's the thought process. And the front thing, we impose on that other things. So the B'chol Nafshecha is to give that up and work on focusing on, the person put me here for a reason. I've given over my love because Rosa says I want to do for him. I want to do for my parents. I love them. So I'd be happy even though I'm really in the mood to stay on the couch, you know. But I know my father would like to take care of something. I get up and I take care of it because I love him. That motivation to want to do. So we're called to have love to the Kodesh Baruch Hu to the point that we want to start focusing on a different type of focus. And the final result of that, of course, is we're different human beings. We're greater human beings. We're better human beings. Kodesh Baruch Hu has tremendous nachas from us, and that would be tremendous schus for the whole world. So it's a worthwhile motivation.